My name is Roy Barlean, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 11-102, and I'm sober today by the grace of God and a whole lot of pain, you know, that I caused myself. You know, that's my part. I'm going to share on came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And as I mentioned earlier, it was the only I knew there was a power out there, you know. I knew there was a God, but I just didn't know how to get in touch with Him, you know. I could pray all I wanted, but my expectations were involved in that, and He was supposed to be doing what I wanted Him to do. And you know, we had a men's retreat over the weekend, and some gentleman from Montana was coming up to it, and I called one of them up to ask him where he was at. And so when he answered the phone, he said, "Hello, God." And boy, that's not the thing I needed to hear, you know what I mean? Because I can't hardly stick a hat on when somebody starts saying things like that to me. But, you know, for me to be able to talk about this, I got to tell a little bit about how what it was like, because it's to really believe that there is a God that will restore me to sanity. You know, before I got here this last time, this is my fourth time in, before I got here this last time, you know, my brain was racing, just yak, yak, yakking, and it wouldn't shut up. You know, just wouldn't shut up. And And I decided to quit drinking and all the other extracurricular activity I was doing, and it just made it worse and worse and worse because the booze wasn't working anymore. And so I stuck a gun to my head and pulled the trigger, and to make a long story short, I woke up the next morning on the floor and I went to the hospital because I didn't want to die. You know, I didn't want to die, but I just wanted my brain to shut up. You know what I mean? And so I went to the hospital, told them I fell off my bike, and the nurse came in and told me that wasn't a falling off your bike wound, Roy. You know, so so you know, I think about three, four weeks later, the hand of AA reached out, went back to Montana, and asked me if I wanted to move out here, and you know, it was just like somebody had a hold of my hand, and I had my two heels dug in the dirt, and I just had this picture in my mind. I didn't want to come out here because I was so scared, you know, and I didn't know anybody, and every time I went somewhere, I made a mess of it. You know what I mean? Just total mess of things, and it was just like a guy in a plow digging furrows in the dirt, you know. My heels were just digging all the way out here. And by the grace of God, I'm sober today. And it's different. It hasn't been easy, but it's better. It's different. Besides, I'd like to welcome the new people and congratulations. Everybody had it. Took a chip. I think that's fabulous. Another thing that really surprises me is the camaraderie in AA. You know, it just touches my heart when I come to a big meeting like this and see everybody just happy that other people are sober. You know, because where I come from, people didn't even want to see me anymore. You know, so I got to believe in something greater than myself. You know, And for me to see, I'm the type of guy that I have to ask God to help me to be willing. I have to pray for the willingness, because my ego and my pride jumps in there. And I heard a gentleman in an AA meeting say that his ego masquerades as intuitive thoughts. You know, and you know, boy, that really clicked, because I was wondering, am I still insane or what? Because you know, it's like I wanted to buy a new vehicle ever since I've been out here. So you know, and the big book tells us we have to bring God into all these things, right? You know, so I pray about it, and pretty soon this voice inside of my head says, no, you don't need to buy another vehicle. You got one, you know. And I kept, you know, I'd see another vehicle about 2 years down the road. I'd see another vehicle. And boy, that same, you know, no, you don't need another vehicle, Roy. You know what I mean? And all that was my fear-based ego and pride. And it's done that way to me all my life. All my life, you know. That is what's run my life is fear, ego, and pride. And it almost killed me. You know, and it's just been recently to where it was, you know, I kept wondering, God, what's wrong with this thinker up here, you know? And now I see some relief. I see some hope, you know, and what a, that's a gift, you know, and when you can finally see some hope and some clarity in your life and some freedom from those wonderful shortcomings. And another thing my brain kept telling me all my life was that I was no good, I was worthless. You know, even as I can remember back first, second grade, you know. And I believed it. You know, so my part in this deal is I get to tell myself my brain's lying to me one more time. Because you're not worthless, you know. I am a good person, you know, and I believe that with everybody in here, you know. But it was just fear holding me back from seeing it. Because I've been in there so long, it was real comfortable, you know. And I was told that the pain's got to be greater than the comfortableness before I'll get out of it. And that's what happened. I'd like to thank you all for my sobriety because I learned so much from everybody being here. Thank you.